Welcome, and thank you for joining us for the NAHU Healthcare Happy Hour, the official podcast of the National Association of Health Underwriters. Before we begin, please take a moment to subscribe to our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, or Spotify. The podcast is distributed on these platforms every Friday and is included in the NAHU's weekly member-exclusive health policy newsletter, The Washington Update, giving you a head start on your weekly healthcare happy hour. While we wait to see what Congress will be doing in regards to a potential end-of-year package, we are taking a break from proposed rules and politics. On this week's episode of the Healthcare Happy Hour, Joe Lesher, CEO of Travel Medevac Insurance, joins us to discuss the world of travel insurance and the benefits it can bring to brokers and clients alike. Welcome to the Healthcare Happy Hour, Joe. Can you start by introducing yourself to our listeners?
Well, thanks, Dan. Thanks for having me. Yes, I'm Joe Lesher,
CEO of Travel Medevac. I don't put a lot of stake in that CEO title because we have a tremendous team here at Travel Medevac, and I really think of myself as just another
spoke in the wheel. So
thanks again for having me, and cheers to all during the Happy Hour podcast.
Could you briefly explain what exactly Travel Medevac is and the types of services that you guys offer?
Sure, absolutely. So Travel Medevac, I guess in a nutshell, the best way to think about us is a turnkey suite of travel insurance products that have really been built for today's traveler. And when I say a turnkey suite, our product and our delivery method is really built around distribution through insurance agents, making it easy for insurance agents to help enroll their clients in travel-related insurance products, or even allowing their clients to self-enroll 24/7. And the suite of insurance products includes a number of different plans. It covers travel, medical, and plan options. We have a trip cancellation option, and then we have a standalone medical evacuation option as well. So, say in a nutshell, that's what Travel Medevac does.
So, in what ways do you think that those services could bring value to the agent and their clients?
It's an interesting time for travel insurance. The pandemic is really driving travel insurance demand from the consumer. And so I think the value that would bring to agents and their clients is first to the agent, it helps create an incremental revenue stream, which we're all looking for. A great way to differentiate ourselves from the competitors who maybe aren't offering the product line. And it absolutely helps deepen the client relationship for the agent, which, you know, as we know, will lead to higher retention on all product lines. So those are some key ways that really helps benefit the agent. And from the client's perspective, it gives them the ability to go to a single source for all their insurance needs and know that their insurance professional is looking at their risk situation from a holistic perspective. Often health insurance or Medicare may have limited coverage for international travel. And it's a great way for the agent to make sure that they coordinate coverage for whatever the exposure their client may have.
One of the major legislative issues NAHU works on is balance billing or surprise billing. And one area in which folks get some serious balance bills is when they get evacuated via air ambulance. So would these services help with that?
I think it absolutely protects the client, as you say, specific to air ambulance or the medical evacuation plan. I understand that if someone does not have a specific medical evacuation coverage, that in essence, an air ambulance may charge a deposit for the trip and then balance bill the client once the transport's taken place. The beauty of our product from a medical evacuation perspective is that the client can rest easy that if they have the plan and an evacuation is warranted, once the transport is done, that there is no chargeback to the client. They've got the plan, and our medical evacuation plan is really unique in that we provide service to home hospital of choice, meaning the insured can choose to go back to their network, their doctors, their family. And We provide all the logistics in terms of the hospital to airfield transport, then airfield to hospital transport, and the insured doesn't have to be concerned with those things, nor the balance billing, particularly when they're in a traumatic situation, if they're in a severe medical condition, that they're really not in any shape to deal with those things. So absolutely, it can give them peace of mind and better protection.
Sorry for the interruption, but I have to tell you about NAHU's Power Hour. NAHU has come together to get creative and host an entirely new networking experience for the benefits industry. The NAHU Power Hour, open to all, is designed for a fresh take on virtual networking. And this month's Power Hour will be held December 16th. And we are compiling our favorite Thanksgiving recipes received from all across the country. If you would like to share your family favorites, please send a picture of the recipe along with your picture and a short statement of why you chose that recipe to Susie@CBI4Benefits.com or Pat@PatGriffey.com. We need to have all recipes collected by Saturday, December 12th. We hope to see you there. Now enjoy the rest of this week's episode of the Healthcare Happy Hour. So I'm wondering, do you, perhaps off the top of your head, have any personal stories that you know of clients benefiting from this coverage?
That's a great question. Absolutely. I've got a couple that come to mind immediately. So Travel Medevac is a full slate of travel insurance products really designed to fit whatever style of travel people may be doing. So we have a full-on trip cancellation plan, very comprehensive, that covers the cost of the trip and medical and evac and baggage. We have a travel medical plan, which is really about medical costs. And then we have our standalone emergency evacuation plan. So off the top of my head, situations that really, really come to mind, I think we've got some great testimonials and experience with the trip cancellation. We've saved people a lot of money and given them peace of mind. Same with the travel medical. But really, the things that come to mind, true kind of life-saving things, to me, revolve around the medical evacuation. It's not something that's needed very frequently. It's not a claim that happens often. But when it does, it really can be life and death. And so one situation that comes to mind is we had an insured out of the country, hospitalized, and they were not able to be treated. The small local hospital didn't have level of care, the expertise, or the equipment that was necessary. And so that certainly warranted an evacuation. The key would be to get someone transported immediately. And often that is the case. But in this case, the decision was made that the patient was so critical that it would have been a mistake to transport. Things happen at 40,000 feet. So in reality, what was decided between the attending physician, the receiving physician at the hospital that the patient was transported to, is that we would have to figure out how to stabilize them for a day or two where they were, even with limited services, because that was the safest thing. And then we were able to execute on a transport. The reason this sticks in my mind is that the patient, the insured, did code. And so what happened is, en route to their receiving hospital, the air ambulance actually landed in Florida. We transported them to the nearest hospital. They recovered, life was saved, they were stabilized again. And then several days later, we continued on with the transport to home hospital of choice. So it's cases like that that really, you know, we all want to do well in business, but it's always nice when we do good too. And so we've had tremendous feedback. Gosh, if it weren't for you guys, I don't know that Dad would have made it. So that's one situation that really sticks in my mind.
I think this is one of those areas, and you mentioned it's something that people don't really think to get as a precautionary measure. They really don't think they'll ever use it.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I think that can be said for broadly for travel insurance in general, particularly since the pandemic, since COVID. In my experience, prior to my role at Travel Medevac, I was on the executive team for AAA, the auto club, responsible or the travel side, full service travel agency, as well as insurance. And looking back, typically the clients that purchased travel, that booked their vacation or travel, I'd say about 20 or 25% wanted some type of travel insurance, be it trip cancellation or travel medical or an evacuation plan. And today, from surveys and actual live data, everything we're seeing, something more like 75% of travelers are interested in some type of travel protection. And just as you said, folks before didn't really think it was something to be worried about. Travel is fun and exciting, but a lot of folks now have either been in a situation where they were traveling during COVID, found that a lot of issues can arise, whether it's canceling a trip or having protection for an evacuation or medical coverage. And without a doubt, I think that the pandemic has changed the way people are thinking about travel insurance and ultimately the demand for travel insurance and the type of coverage they're looking for.
Is there anything that you really want to get across to folks listening that we haven't talked about yet?
You know, I think the one thing that I would say, Dan, is that from an agent perspective and a consumer perspective, it would really behoove everyone to explore the travel insurance options out there. Not all plans are created equal. For example, many EVAC plans are not real insurance. The protection comes from having insurance doesn't exist for the client, their membership plan. So I think that's something to really be aware of. We partner with Nationwide Insurance. Nationwide is on your side. Yes, that Nationwide. So it gives the agent and the client great confidence in the quality of the product and that it's regulated and the protection is there. But people are traveling differently. People are considering traveling in their own pods, their own family members, maybe chartering smaller groups, looking at VRBOs instead of large hotels. And all those lead to a different coverage. So I think it's really important to evaluate each of the plans and understand if there is a plan, does it take you to your home hospital choice or just the nearest suitable facility, which may still be in the country where you fell ill or were injured. We're also finding that many plans have an exclusion for infectious diseases. Really important to look at today, all of our plans treat COVID as any other illness. So COVID would be covered just as any other illness in the plan. And then another thing to really consider from a consumer perspective is if they have to cancel their trip and they want to protect the cost of the trip itself, the cost of a cruise or a vacation, what type of coverage do they have? We have a plan that offers something called Cancel for Any Reason, CFAR. And the Cancel for Any Reason allows the client to literally do that. If it was just fear of travel, COVID spiked again, it was fear of travel, and they had purchased the optional Cancel for Any Reason, they could cancel for the trip for any reason and be eligible for a reimbursement up to 75% of trip costs. So I think those are some really key things in today's environment that agents and clients would benefit from knowing.
We are very excited to announce that registration for Capital Conference 2021 is now open. We opened registration early this year, since we look forward to record attendance through our virtual platform. The meeting will include live speakers along with breakout sessions on demand to be viewed at the time of your choosing. Meetings with your representatives will also be virtual, and of course NAHU staff will assist you in making those appointments. CapCon will be held February 22nd through the 24th. This is a unique and inspiring meeting every year, but we think you'll agree this year may be a game changer. Please be a part of helping those important changes happen and join your colleagues from every part of the country as we focus our attention on the nation's capital and make a difference in the health reform debate. To register, simply go to nahu.org and you'll see instructions right there on the front page. So if folks listening are interested in this, how can they contact you or get more information?
The best way to reach out to us to learn more about our products and representing Travel Medevac would be simply to visit our site. And that's Travel Medevac, MEDEVAC, Travel Medevac, onewordcom. Click on the Affinity Partner dropdown. And it's a really simple process for insurance agents to become appointed. The agent simply fills in a few basic information, and we then send a digital contract for DocuSign, and then we conduct a training session for the agents. They can begin marketing the product, provide a customized link for the agent that they can use to enroll their clients, or they can even publish that link in any of their digital marketing, put it on their website so their clients can even self-enroll. And of course, all the business tracks back to that agent. And another thing I think would be really helpful for folks to understand is that plans come with a lot of different options. And so depending on the style of travel for the insured, they may need a daily plan. They may be taking a five-day trip and want to buy 5 days worth of coverage. Absolutely available to them in all programs, whether it's EVAC, whether it's the travel medical. They may also be a frequent traveler where they take multiple trips during the year, or they may even take some extensive trips or even be snowbirds or expats who are traveling for 3 months or 4 months of the year. And for those cases, we have extended stay plans and even annual plans to meet the traveler's need. And again, all products are underwritten by Nationwide, great partner. I'd also like to comment that we've worked with a number of NAHU members, and just comment in terms of the professionalism of that group. We love working with them. They understand the products. They counsel their clients. And so with that in mind, we'd love to partner and give you additional products to do what you do best, which is be the, and now's a great time to consider travel insurance, representing a travel insurance product. In the future, clients will definitely be purchasing travel protection. So why not let it be through you?
It is now time for the NAHU Healthcare Happy Hour Toast of the Week. What are we toasting to this week?
I would like to propose a toast to a couple of groups. One, of course, our healthcare workers, first responders, everyone that has done amazing things during the pandemic. And then to the folks in the travel and hospitality business and the travel insurance business. It's been a really difficult time when we can't move about as we want to. So those folks have proven to be incredibly resilient as we put the pandemic behind us and begin to travel freely again.
Cheers!
Thank you for joining us for the NAHU Healthcare Happy Hour, the official podcast of the National Association of Health Underwriters. For more information on NAHU's government affairs efforts or to become a member, visit NAHU.org.